We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. A very good Shmaka Sugi coming up. And the Sugi goes for around 2 blocks, the Sugi. A very good Shmaka Sugi. So the Yesod is like this. There's a Pasuk in the Torah that says, Abe to Abdul Maskol Makaymas Asha Avdu Shom. Get there to Shol, destroy all the places that were Avodah Zarah. Asha Avdu Shom Agoyim. Asha Atam Yerushim Aysom. What do you have to destroy? Eseloi Heyem Alaharim. The Avodah Zarahs that are on the mountains, Haramim, Val HaGavoyis, V'sachas Goretz Ranon, all the Avodah Zarahs that are on mountains, on cliffs, and on the trees. You got to get rid of all those Avodah Zarahs. And the Diyak is, that's Mashma, the only thing that becomes Avodah Zarah is the Avodah Zarahs on the mountain. But a mountain cannot become Avodah Zarah. And this is a big aside, that something that's a mountain cannot become Avodah Zarah. And that's what, and then I, what about a Asherah tree? It's also a Mechubar. Why could that become Avodah Zarah? That's a bit of tumult in our Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Hanochrim ha'oivdim es ha'horim v'sakvoyis. If you have goyim who worship a mountain or gvoyis or peaks or cliffs, hein mutarim, those mountains are mutar, u'mashaleim asurim. But if it's covered, if they cover the Avodah Zarah, let's say they cover the mountain with some gold, so then that gold is also. Shenem alei sachmet kesev v'zov aleim. It's a gzeres ha'kosev, that anything aleim becomes asurim. And Rashi explains, even though the harem are not Avodah Zarah, so what's be wrong with this covering on it? It's not a covering of Avodah Zarah. He says it's Xerius Akosov, that it's like Talosh, just like by Talosh, anything that's covering the Avodah Zarah becomes part of the Avodah Zarah. Here also, anything that covers this mountain becomes Avodah Zarah, even though the mountain is not Avodah Zarah. And Rashi makes a raya that the mountain is not Avodah Zarah, because if you say, if you shecht to that mountain, it's not called the Kervis Avodah Zarah. If you say Legada Dahar, for the Sar of Dahar, then it is called Avodah Zarah. So he says, it says later on in the Mishnah, in the Brice later on, that if someone who worships a Har, he gets Misa. He says, Avada, if you worship the Har, you get Misa, because that's Avodah Zarah. But it does not become Avodah Zarah. So it comes out that very interesting thing, according to Rashi, the Tzipu of this mountain will be Aser. But the takrovis to the mountain will not be aser, which Tosis holds is a little hard to understand. But Chayr Pashas Rashi means it's exeris akosuf. Look at Tosis Devas called Tana, the Tosis on the bottom more. Tosis Mitoima Maishdot the Tzipu Har Aser Yosim Etukervosai the Shari. So therefore Tosis says that you worship the Tzipu. We're not going to go with Tosis Pshat right now. We'll go with Rashi's Pshat. So that's the first part of the Mishnah says that the Harem do not become Avodah Zarah, but the covering Aleim does become Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yosef Glili Aimer. And so far, it sounds like Rizkul is saying the same thing as Tanakam. He's just telling you the Makar from the Pasuk. How do I know that a Har does not become Avodah Zarah? Only the Avodah Zarah is on the mountain, but the mountain is not the Avodah Zarah. Eliheim alik voice, loy voice Eliheim. Ay, Asherah tree. Prima Asherah Asura. But place yes, but thesis they are them. Because Asherah tree is planted by a person. And therefore, a mountain is not planted by a person. A Asherah tree is planted by a person. He makes it into Avodah Zarah. That's why that's Avodah Zarah. Omar Rav Akiva, I have to explain something. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Eliheyem alaharim, haramim, valak voice, yisachas kol eretz ranon. So just like it's saying, Eliheyem alaharim means the mountain doesn't become Avodah Zarah, so a tree doesn't become Avodah Zarah also. It says, yisachas kol eretz ranon. Only under the tree, not the tree itself. Zok the Gemara. So I'm Rabbi Kiva. I'll explain. Va'oidon fanecha. Komogav shata moitze har gavoya. The pasuk is telling like this. By the way, Eden, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, any time you find a big mountain or the given a saw or this huge cliff, the eight ranon or this beautiful tree, da shiyashem avishchavim under it. There is a verizar under it. Which Rabbi Kiva is saying like this. The pasuk has a purpose. The purpose of the pasuk is to tell you that that everything under these trees you have to be choshev Avodah Zarah. Now, we know that a tree is Asherah tree. The Pasuk says, v'asherein tisraifum. You have to burn the tree of Asherah. So we know it has to be like that. So therefore, even though you could attach the Pasuk that only the things under it become Aser, not the thing itself, but I have a Pasuk says, Klar, Asherah tree you knock down. What's the Pasuk telling you then? Pasuk telling you just that's where people keep Avodah Zarahs. But the mountain and the cliffs, there is no pasuk saying you have to destroy it. So there, from the mashmoyus of the pasuk, you can still learn the drasha. Basically like this, where Akiva's tiny was, the pasuk is extra, Tachas Eretz Ranon. Bishlam Eleheim Eleharim is teaching you, Dafkada Eleheim, not the Harim. But Tachas Eretz Ranon, what's it teaching us? Well, if it's not teaching us that, it must be teaching us not that, that it's not a problem. The eight not become avodah zarah. Teretz is, you know what's teaching us? To look there for avodah zarah. That's what Rav Akiva is telling. That's where you look for avodah zarah. So we have here our Mishnah, we have a Tanna Kamma, a Reis Eglila, and a Rekiva, and pastors are all saying the same thing. That's what it sounds like. They're all saying the same thing. Mountains don't become avodah zarah. But a tree could become avodah zarah. That's what comes out in our Mishnah. But the problem is, it says, Reis Eglila, Eimer. So it sounds like Reis Eglila is arguing. So Gemara will immediately discuss, where does Reis Eglila come in over here? Does he agree to Tanna Kamma or not? Talk to Gemara. Rabbi Yisrael Glili, Hainu Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yisrael Glili is the Tanna Kamma. What's going on over here? They're the same thing. So Gemara have two pshatim in the Nafkamina and the Machlaik of Tinda. First pshat is like this. Omer Rav HaChamar HaShlakash, Tzipuy Har Kari Kebenayu. Tanna Kamma saw Tzipuy Har Enekahar. The Tanna Kamma holds the Tzipuy of the mountain is not like the mountain. The mountain is not the Verizara. But the Tzipuy is. There's Tanna Kamma holds. He holds there's a Kosov, L'sachmai Ketzav Alayhem, that it becomes awesome. Or Mitzah. That a harem don't become vayezara, even the tzipur does not become vayezara. He holds his bottle to the har, and since the har is not a vayezara, the tzipur is also not a vayezara. And the pasuk that says leisachmoid kesef zav aleihem means on the ones that are talish, on the vayezara that's talish, on the getchkas that are talish. So that is machlokes basically, and the nakama if you have the iser of tzipur. Rav Sheshi Shomar. This is the important machlokes is coming up. Rav Sheshi Shomar, the kuliyama tzipa harinikar. Betzem a tzipa harinikar. That's why it's awesome. Everyone agrees that there is kosher. Sachmoid kesev zav aleihem. A covering of a har is awesome. So what's the machlokes? The top of my base now. Top of my hayon base. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Tanna Kamma? V'halcha be'ilon shenotu b'soif avdu kamifagi. The machlokes is a case where the tree was planted for stam for a garden, beautiful garden. Afterwards. You worship the tree. Does it become Asherah tree or not? We said there's something called Asherah tree. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says that va'asherehem tisrufum beish. That Asherah you have to burn beish. Is it clear that the tree itself becomes also? So the machlokes is like this. That's pasuk. If you plant the tree l'shem avodah zarah, that becomes also. But let's say you plant the tree for the garden. And afterwards, you worship the tree. What's the halacha? Tanna Kamma sava ilon shenotu soif avdu is mutter. Tanna Kamma holds that that's mutter because lemaisa it's mechubar, and that's not called tfisa de adam. Tfisa de adam means only if you plant it. Here you didn't plant it. You planted it stam for garden and grew by itself. Now make it a mezara. It's like a mountain. That's Tanna Kamma. Basically, sava ilon shenotu soif avdu is aser. He holds that ilon that you planted after you worship it is aser. Now how do you know? We didn't see basically anything about that. Mimai. Tony Sefer basically says like this. He says, "Bepneish yes b'tivsis yad de adam." Very good. Then he says, "Vecholsh yes boy b'tivsis yad adam aser." He adds an extra words. "Vecholsh yes b'tivsis adam asuy mai." What's he trying to say? You just said that. We got your picture. What are you saying again for? My lab lasuye ilon shenotum seif avdu. It's coming to your marbe. Not only tivsis the adam of planting l'shem asher is aser, but even if you planted it with something else, and then. You worshipped it. They also will come usher, and we'll see more drushes to that in a second. But like upon him, that's what basically is sheet that he holds that even afterwards it can become asher tree, and that's why he's being moisif on Tanna Kamma. He's being more machmer in the first pshat. He's being more mekel in the second pshat. In Mechlek, he's being more machmer, and he's saying that ilon shebeshayif avdu will be usher.